You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we're back. Episode 131 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Biggity, biggity, biggity back.
Yo, I'm Ian Reese.
And I'm Kevin Deers.
And Ryan the Beard is...
Hi, I'm Ryan the Beard.
I can't hear you through that facial
riffs.
Hair.
I got riffs, man. I'm in a band called Pound.
Yo, no, we're back.
For real, though.
It's been a hot minute. We've been absent... For no other reason that we've just been doing so many interviews, man.
Yeah.
Especially for Painting the Grass.
Dude, so many good interviews. I would suggest if you're on our feed right now, you need to go back. And once you're done with this one, of course, don't click pause on this one because we have a lot of good stuff to get to tonight. But go back and listen to our interview with Gojira, our interview with Behemoth, our interview with Slipknot.
Los Estellar, I think we, and
yeah.
There was,
Los Estellar, who actually just played their first show.
Was this also the All Out War one might have been in
yeah,
between?
Yeah, Mike Score, definitely yeah. From All Out War,
cool.
Great little interview there too, so.
Yeah. So what's up, we're back!
What's going on, dude?
Yo, so today, you know what, first of all, I just wanna, acknowledge something that I think you and I forget about, because we've been so absent for a while. Tomorrow and this week... first day of school, man.
That's true.
First day of school back for all the kids, and for a lot of grown ass folks too who are going back to school. So
yeah, I think college tends to be toward the end
later.
Of September.
Yeah, yeah.
But for real though, there are a lot of people going back to school and stuff, and a lot of people in high school listening. So
yeah, the drummer of my band's a history teacher.
Oh, nice.
And just today, I met up with one of my old high school teachers.
Yes.
From when I went to the kids' school district.
Wow.
I don't need
Shout
to
out
mention,
KSD.
Yeah, don't need to mention which school or who it was. But he came over to pick up some greenery today.
Nice.
So that he was like, hey, school starts tomorrow, dude.
Wow.
I need some help, man. So shout out to him. But you know what? Before we launch into anything else, what I did, one eye-opening moment of the we hung out for maybe an hour.
Yeah.
When he was over there, because I hadn't seen him for a while, obviously. And he was telling me, because I was asking him, because we used to have remember talent shows?
Yeah, of
and
course.
And stuff like that where there'd be bands
yeah.
Of any variety, really.
I did a Seven Dust cover.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And there were bands that were doing I don't know, the Starting Line,
Yeah.
When I was in high school,
pop punk and
there was a section of underground heavy music fans that was also sectioned out, kind of like we have here. So there were the nu metal Slipknot kids that would hang out together.
What was that band that we used to play Club Impact? The guy they used to wear
yeah,
and the guy made someone drink his puke or something.
Oh
drink his
no,
pee?
We're talking about yes, that was
they used to wear bear suits.
Yeah, that was dude from Czar. That was Doug that played in was either Czar. What was the band? Anyway,
puddle mud.
No, it was mud. Something.
Damn it!
I know.
I'm sorry.
And now we've lost all of our listeners.
No,
but the point of the matter is
Muddlehead.
There it is.
I can't believe
What's
I just
up,
remembered
Todd?
Muddlehead.
What's up, Doug? What's up, Tony? Kentridge.
Muddlehead. That makes me happy. I remember
Muddlehead.
That.
And so I was talking to him, and he was
shout out Muddlehead.
I was like, hey. Sincerely, are there any bands? He was like, there's no bands. No kids. He said there was
no one likes to play instruments anymore.
Oh, metalhead. 2 years ago. And he did a teacher conference with him, and he was like, yo, his dad was just a major old school metalhead.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot. But he was like, dude, there aren't really that many whether they're punk rockers or
no one likes live rock instruments.
He was like, yo, there are a couple kids that make beats.
Yeah. That's cool,
and
but
went, okay.
For real.
I mean, cool,
it's dying.
And so he was just like, yeah, and I was like, what's the deal? And he just said, they're just all on their phones, man.
Yeah.
And I officially went, God damn, we're old, because I reiterated the story of my first cell phone that was the size literally of a brick.
Yeah.
I couldn't even fit it in my pocket. We weren't even allowed to bring phones to school when I was in high school.
I didn't have a phone in high school at all. I didn't have a phone till college.
My phone was a leash
yeah.
From my parents. So it was that old classic comedy
snake
movie
on
scene
it.
Where they're like, oh, everybody calm down. Mom's calling. Dad's calling. And everybody have to go, shh, 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 shh.
Right.
And in the back, you'd be like, hello?
Hello?
And then some dickhead in the background would go, nice. Yo, where are we at? Ian, where are you? You said you were at the library. So it was just a weird full circle moment.
Man, everyone's on their phones. Speaking of that, I'm on my phone. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but shout out to everybody going back to school, man. It's the end of August right now, so the next time you'll hear from me, it'll be in September somewhere. So
how you been, man? How you been the last few weeks?
I've been doing all right. Just kind of hanging out, growing my pumpkins.
Yes. Nice pumpkins, so dude.
Yeah, yes, my pumpkins, dude. Man. They're getting large and bulbous.
Bulbousy pumpkins.
My pumpkins, they're bulbous.
Last week, I got to announce for New Japan Pro Wrestling,
dude,
in mind-blowing experience. They invaded the Northwest. So get this. Out of all of the places on the West Coast to do a show, New Japan Pro Wrestling chose Tacoma, San Francisco, and L.A. That is a complete sign that the Northwest is blowing up in the wrestling world.
There's something going on.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Jushin Thunder Liger t-shirt right now. He was doing his farewell tour. So
was that a two-day? It was a two-day thing,
wasn't it? Yeah. So it was a New Japan show the first night, and it was like authentic Japanese commentary, Japanese announcement, Japanese everything. And the second night was Defy with some New Japan talent. So.
Did you get to meet any? Did you get to speak with any of the Japanese announcers?
Oh yeah, like... I mean, I got to read this. Basically, they had me read this script that said, "Do not take any video, but you can take photographs."
But you said it in Japanese?
No, said it in English.
Okay,
that's the only thing they wanted said in English.
Okay.
So I got to meet some of the wrestlers. Obviously, you bow to them kind of and just say like thank you and
right.
Yeah, it was really cool. Got to meet Katsuyori Shibata. That guy is a beast. A couple of years ago, he had a career-ending injury from a shoot, like legit headbutt that made his brain bleed, and they actually had to take out. You can, if you watch the video on New Japan Network, it actually, you can hear it, and you can hear his brain cracking, and they actually had to take out part of his brain and his skull.
Take the skull so his brain wouldn't swell. Yeah.
And he's
damn, dude.
He's just a trainer now.
Yeah.
But I got to meet him, got to take a picture, but yeah, it was a pretty cool experience, man. I know your band is probably getting ready for this thing right in front of me, Tuesday, September 24th, Thumbfest.
You know what? Let's do this first, because it's been a little while.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Entering the news realm. Yeah. We talked enough about our own stupid lives, and well, actually our lives. Kevin's life is pretty tight right now. Mine's a little
boring.
Hey,
you got some pumpkins.
Hey, I got,
quote unquote, pumpkins.
They're bulbous.
Be smashing them things.
Hey, so let's talk about Thumbfest, man.
Yeah, so Pound, I mean, they're doing big things. Obviously, anywhere you click on the internet these days, Pound's name comes up. They're going to be going out on tour with, what was the band called?
Number 12 looks
Number
like
12,
you.
One of the biggest, like, kind of spazzy, grindy bands. And they're on the way out, they're going to be touring out to the East Coast. And they're throwing a tour kickoff show, and it is a huge fest. Nacho Mama's Tamales will be providing food.
I'm looking at this right here.
It's Tuesday.
I got this.
September 24th. You got an actual legit poster in front of you. Tuesday, September 24th at the substation, kind of Fremont Ballard area. Why don't you read the bands?
All right. So we'll start not at the bottom, so to speak, but at the beginning. So we got Infidel the Tech, The Bitter, City of Industry, X Roar X.
Rawr.
And that's where I don't really know any of those bands. So
The Bitter is kind of rap-ish. They are like kind of hip-hop stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then we got Sorcia. My trash-ass band Loud Sleepers is playing. We got how do you pronounce this? Therapy?
Yeah, Therapy. They're from they actually toured with Pound, and they're from Spokane.
Okay, cool. And then Czar from Tacoma's Plain, Ancestors of God, our friends, obviously. Two Clicks also from Spokane, and of course,
no,
Pound.
No, Two Clicks is Seattle, dude.
Are they? Are they?
That's Big Nick from El Corazon.
No way!
He sings for them. They're kind of like a beat down mixed with Slipknot.
Sounds perfect.
Straight up new metal, metalcore.
I think the idea behind this, and let's not mince words here. This is the Pound Tour kickoff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right? Yeah.
And so Ryan, in all of his genius and the show booking mastery, was like, yo, let's get everybody from every scene.
All the homies.
Let's bring everyone out.
These are all homies.
So we can make some money before we hit the road.
No, but
rightfully so.
It's also like, it's cool. Hell, because yeah. He kind of mentioned it. You remember like back when you were first going to shows and there would be a ska band and a rock band and a punk band and a metal band. Hell, it was just like maybe back then the scene was too small to really divide. And he kind of wants to have like a throwback to those days. These days, shows are so, you know, divided by genres. You know, you could go to a show and it's all metalcore bands that sound like they're from the 90s, or it's all death metal bands, or it's all doom metal bands. And it's nice to see, I mean, Ancestors of God, super heavy stuff. Czar, some spazzy stuff. You guys are more like the
90s
melodic,
emo revival,
kind of pop punkish.
Yeah.
And then Pound, which is mind-blowing, just wild.
And then we got some hip-hop cats. We
exactly.
Got some, you know, other weird metal stuff. So
again, Pound Fest.
Thumb Fest.
Yes, sorry.
A.K.A. Pound Fest.
It is Pound Fest. Yeah. And I want to see you there, Zach Kesterson.
Yeah. We'll see you there, Zach. Same with you, Tim Berklid.
Oh, snap.
Let's talk about Iron Maiden, man.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next week, next Thursday.
September 5th, man, next Thursday.
I mean, is there really much that needs to be said?
Other than
this?
Get your damn ticket before it sells out.
And I've seen people that were looking, and I'm not sure how available some of those pit area tickets are. So I know we're at, we're not at White River Amphitheater for this one.
Tacoma Dome.
So... If you want to get in the pit and try and love somebody, better get those tickets like right now, because they're selling out quick. So that's Thursday, September 5th. We'll see you guys there.
Shout out to our friends in the band Un, Monty, of course. Is going to be going on tour with Chemists. This is going to be a super heavy, awesome show. They're going to be starting on the December 6th in Salt Lake City, kind of where Chemists is from. They're actually going to be playing Seattle at the Highline for a 21 and over show on December 8th. Again, that's Chemists, who's a recent signing to Nuclear Blast Records, and Un. So,
yo, I got
a good one. West Coast Desolation Tour 2019.
I got to tip my cap to any like band or set of bands that tries to tour in December,
especially from like Salt Lake City area.
Yeesh. And that means they know though.
They got to go through the hell zone.
They're rolling with those studded tires or some chains or something, because I'm sure they've done it before.
Oh,
especially if they're from Salt Lake,
mm-hmm.
and at this point in their life cycle, I would assume that those guys are a little bit older, and so they've seen it and they've been there. So hats off to that. Yo, Rings of Saturn. They're coming back here in October. And that's the other thing, is like almost all of the tour announcements that we're going to be doing from here until the end of the year, they're going to be doing it in fall, late fall, into early winter. So Rings of Saturn coming back October 20th at El Corazon, Enterprise Earth, Angel Maker, Brand of Sacrifice. If you're into that guitar porny, wheedly, smash your face with a breakdown stuff, Rings of Saturn, man, October 20th.
That's going to be in support of their new album, Get Him, which actually our friend Lord Marco played drums on. So
damn.
Lord Marco, probably in 75 bands, and you can add this one to the list.
Yeah.
Another tour coming through. This was a huge one. Big announcement just today, and where we're talking here about Cattle Decapitation. They're going to be coming to one of the most iconic Northwest venues, the Showbox, and it's going to be with Atheist, Full of Hell, Primitive Man, Author and Punisher, and Vitriol. Of course, we don't really know which of those bands, but we are sure that Atheist and Vitriol are going to be playing the Northwest date. So that is going to be December 17th at the Showbox.
Cattle Decap has been on this run where they come back in the late fall and like winter every year. Same time of the year every year. You can almost like put money in the bank that Cattle Decap's going to be here late October or somewhere in there.
And you and your girlfriend's first date
was
a Cattle Decap show.
Oh, that's when you know it's true love. Diamond.
And Atheist, that's one of her favorite bands.
You know what? And so is Cattle Decap.
Yes.
So, yo, King Diamond. Let's talk. Okay, so.
The Diamond!
This, arguably, sincerely, is one of the biggest tour announcements that we've seen in quite some time, aside from, you know, like, any of the big festivals, like either Painting the Grass or Mayhem Fest in the past, or like, you know, the final Slayer run,
but
stuff
this is
like that.
A, just a solo show.
Right, it's a solo show, but it's not just him coming to play town. They also announced that they're putting out a new record.
Yeah, dude.
And
yeah,
this is
dude.
Really, really awesome. So what did he say? Okay, so King Diamond, just about the album, and this is a direct quote. "For reasons unknown to you, it is clear that you have no way of making it to, quote, the Institute on your own at this point. Therefore, we will bring the Institute to you. You don't want to miss this special opportunity for treatment only we can give you. It could be for your own good, you know." So
spooky.
You know,
You saw King Diamond when he played at the Moor, right?
Yes.
That was incredible.
And at Mayhem Fest also.
The Mayhem Fest was awesome, but when it was in a theater, and it was just like the stage, the theatrics, it was like, when it was at the White River, it was cool, but it wasn't quite dark enough.
Yeah, that's
when it's
exactly
at the Moor,
right.
It's dark, the
it's
mood
dark
is right.
And creepy.
And this show is going to be at the Paramount. Tickets are available now, and I guarantee this show is going to sell out.
Oh, yeah.
It is available now. Tickets are available now. So November 25th, Metal Shop is presenting this show. So we will have tickets in the next, month or so for this.
Look at that. So.
And it's with Uncle Ass and the Deadbeats and Idle Hands.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude.
So November 25th, the date itself, always reminds me of Thanksgiving. Because so many times in my life, November 25th has always landed on that.
Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving is the third Thursday of every November.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving this year is actually going to be on November 15th.
Really?
So it's going to be a whole 10 days after Thanksgiving. So I'm going to bring my rancid mashed potato turkey cranberry sandwich.
I'm thankful. Yeah. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah, I'll put it in my pocket.
There you go.
It, like, fill my pocket full of tater tots.
Our homies in Gate Creeper are coming back, and this one is going to be with Exhumed, and who else is going to be on this one?
Dude, there's so many.
Necrot, Judiciary, yeah. Exhumed, and this one is actually going to be at Substation, the same place that Pound's Thumbfest is going to be. So their new album is called Deserted, coming out October 4th on Relapse. Very cool that they're calling it Deserted, because they're from the desert of Arizona. So.
Hey. I do want to, like, just briefly, like, issue out just how proud I am of the Substation Cats. Because, like, in my old band, we used to practice at that practice space right there that they owned for, like, 2 or 3 years before they finally got the rights and the lease to open up the actual venue.
Yeah.
And it's got a full bar. There's food right around the corner.
Yep.
So much good food right there on Larry. If you haven't been to the Substation yet, I think this show that we're talking about is going to be, like, because they've had a few that have put them on the map.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, this is going to, like, really legitimize.
They got a Helmet show, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Helmet, and it sold out, like, instantly.
So it's the Substation in Ballard. And it's one of those things where, like, we just got to say the name a few times.
Substation.
And people will remember it. And they'll be like, oh, I've heard of that somewhere.
And there's a really cool barcade right down the street.
Yes. There's a couple of them. Yep. Yeah, pinball, yeah, stuff. Hey, the day before my birthday.
Uh-oh.
March 29th in Seattle.
I didn't even realize that. This is like your dream lineup. This is Ian Fest.
It's not my dream lineup. It's a pretty goddamn good lineup.
In Flames Clayman area on there?
I mean,
era on there?
The thing is, it's on a Sunday, so that means the Seahawks are probably playing.
Yeah,
I know. You know what? That's okay. Insomnium
you
coming back.
You can put
back.
That on your cell phone. It'll probably be playing in the bar.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they even have TVs in there.
I do.
But, you know, I'm a hacker. I'm a hacker, bruh.
There you go.
So, anyway, Insomnium coming back to Seattle. You know, I love me some Melodeth.
With Omnium Gatherum, other band that you love so
Insomnium
much.
Omnium Gatherum.
Isn't this the same guy? Like, isn't one of the guys from... He's going to have to play two sets in a row.
Yeah. So that's... You know, hats off to him, too, because that's a money thing, too. So good for him. But that's a Sunday. March 29th.
And Insomnium has a new record coming out.
Yes, and it's really good. That song, Valediction.
Yeah.
I really like it. I listened to it like 3 or 4 times more this week after we played it last week on Metal Shop. It holds up, man.
Heart Like a Grave, due out October 4th.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of new albums, did mention the 29th. Speaking of new albums, so I was at Target the other day, shout out Target,
yeah.
And I saw they have a Knocked Loose CD for $8, and it was like, I was like, wait, what the hell? It was like right next to all the Taylor Swift stuff.
Wait,
it was
they
like,
still sell CDs, yeah. First of all.
I was like, Knocked Loose, and it had our friend Emma from Portland, it said her name on a CD in Target.
Dude, did you get a picture?
I didn't get a picture, but it's like Killswitch Engage, Knocked Loose, and then a bunch of pop CDs. I was like, that band is probably the biggest, well, they definitely are the biggest hardcore band in the world right now.
Do you want to jump to that story?
Knocked Loose?
Yeah, no, you know, you were talking about the top, you know, what are they, top 100 album, hardcore
album? Let's get to that at the end. Let's get to that at the end.
That's called a tease.
Oh.
That's called a tease.
Sounds like you've been listening to the Men's Room.
You know... we work here. We worked here for a goddamn decade. So,
but you know what? We will shout out Emma because she sings for a band called Dying Wish, and they're going to be going out on a tour with Counterparts, Straight from the Path, and Chamber, along with Varials. That's going to be starting in Los Angeles on October 24th. But
they're playing Seattle on Halloween.
On Hallafrickin'ween.
Which, by the way, is on a Thursday night this year.
Yeah. So get heavy. Go see Dying Wish. Cool. Emma, you know, we just mentioned she does guest vocals on the new Knocked Loose album, which is a cool little tie-in there, like a little transitions.
It's a tease.
Yep, exactly.
It's a segue.
And dude, this next last tour announcement, come on, Ian,
dude,
give it to me.
Morbid
give it to
Angel
me.
And Watane, we're getting satanic up in this
and
biatch.
And incantation.
Incantation.
That is a very... loud, very evil, very awesome tour.
I feel like we haven't said f- enough times this episode either. Say it.
F-ity f-.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to get that into your bleep system in case it's been a while. Incantation, Watane, Morbid Angel. Coming back, what's the date? Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Barrel. Sorry, dude. Let me see. December.
It's not on.
No, it is. It's
no,
December
it is.
2nd.
December 2nd. Dude. I was sitting here going, wait a second. We just built that up. And they weren't playing? No, they're coming here. So it's a Monday. It's a Monday night. December 2nd. Another winter tour. Man, it's just going to start getting cold out there.
I got
not here because it's going to be what we call? Hashtag nuts to butts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of nuts to butts, I got to throw this in there. I know we didn't prep with this one, but I did recently see that Decibel Magazine presents the Metal and Beer Fest Los Angeles 2019, and they finally just, officially added all the bands. Get this. Possessed. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. It's December 13th and 14th at the Observatory in Orange County. Possessed, Carcass, Nails, Violence, Cadaver. Gate Creeper, Zabulba, Intronaut, Spirit Adrift, Evoken, Physigoth, Graf Orlok. That's an awesome tour.
Wow, dude.
That's an awesome show. And it's 2 days, and they also have beers from Modern Times, Brimming Horn, Society, Wake, Three Weavers, Hoofhearted, Stone,
Barrel,
Three Floyds. Yeah, it's in Orange County. It's actually where Nate from Zabulba works.
Oh, funny how
the
that works. Wonder how that is. Yeah, and you're like, hey, can my band jump on that? What's good?
All right.
That's awesome. Hey, let's bring that stuff up to Seattle every once in a while.
Come on. So our homie Keith Merrill from Conquering Dystopia, a project that like a instrumental project that he did with Jeff Loomis.
Keith Merrill is
an incredible guitarist.
He is a savant, and not an idiot savant.
He's a guitar pornographer.
Yeah, so you need to put Keith Merrill on your radar if you haven't. And it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I heard of him somewhere. Yo, he is behind a lot of some of the heaviest records out there, man.
Yeah, dude. Keith Merrill is joining the band Nightmare. It's a kind of a death metal band that has guys from The Ocean, War from a Harlot's Mouth, Gigan, and it's kind of like a super group. And Keith Merrill is joining that, so it's cool to hear what Keith Merrill can add to a death metal band. Obviously, Keith is he's kind of like a
A little out there.
He's a guitar pornographer.
Yeah. Imagine being in a band and Keith Merrill joining it. That's blowing my mind. So.
Can you imagine being an Intronaut and Alex Rodinger from Whitechapel, Good Tiger, The Faceless joined your band? I mean, that guy's got some chops.
So, Intronaut, they're making new moves. And in fact, my roommate Tyler today was talking to me about there's and I can't remember it off the top of my head, but one of the dude from Intronaut has a guitar company, and he builds custom guitars. And he's done stuff. He like built all the guitars for a Power Trip.
Nice.
And he listed off a bunch of them, man. And so,
he's
like,
a beast, huh?
They're getting big. And so he's a busy dude, man.
That's awesome. They actually just entered the studio this week to record their new album. And yeah, so we'll see, man.
That's it, yeah.
Alex is in the band now, so good on them.
That's awesome. All right, so Matt Pike recently was in the news for losing a toe. But he also...
But he gained a wife!
He gained a wife!
Woo!
Fair
Way
trade.
Way cooler than a toe.
Fair trade. You know, they played Psycho Lust, but High on Fire, Matt Pike from High on Fire and Sleep and so many other bands. They played Psycho Las Vegas this last weekend, and he took the opportunity while they were in Vegas. Hey, man, we're in Vegas. Shotgun wedding, and so he married his wife, Alyssa. So congratulations to them. They got married about 10 days ago back on Saturday, August 17th, right after the band's performance there. So
right at the Mandalay Bay, yeah. Right there at the Silver Wedding Chapel.
That's awesome. So good for them. Congratulations, guys.
So a little incident, Scott Vogel, he's all about inciting people to get active, to activate the pit, to do stage dives, but he doesn't want negative violence. He doesn't want violence from security guards.
And you can tell the difference, and if there were ever a dude who could tell the difference...
It would be this dude.
It'd be him.
So he actually called out one of the security guards at the Dallas, Texas venue, at the Trees venue, on Saturday night, August 17th. He invited people to stage dive, but the staff member... He was kind of knocking this guy down from reaching the stage, if you see the video.
So there was a barrier. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Vogel's look, like, F the barrier.
He's like, whatever, come on over. So you're inviting a problem, you know, because that usually means that whoever's behind the barrier is either going to go.
Vogel was kind of making security's job kind of difficult.
A lot harder. So what happens is the guy grabs this kid and forcibly slams him down to the ground. And do you want to read this quote here? And I'll we'll censor it.
Yo, you can't f***ing do that to people. Get the f*** out of here. You f***ing slam people here. Get the f*** out of here.
I like how he turned super East Coast.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm Fat Tony from up here in Brooklyn.
The dejected guard then shook his head and walked off.
So, good for you, Scott Vogel, but the thing is, you just, I think it has everything to do with just a little bit of self-awareness.
Yeah, I think they should have had a meeting kind of beforehand, but,
So it goes. All right, so let's see here. Let's see, Mike Schleibaum.
What was that?
Mike Schleibaum.
Schleibaum.
So if you've ever heard of the band Darkest Hour, you know Mike Schleibaum. He's going to be stepping in for Ken Susie from Unearth. And the
Ken is such a badass.
Ken is amazing. Buzz, both those guys are really, really good guitar players. So if I couldn't even think of a better like replacement or another band to pick a guitar player from. So Darkest Hour and Unearth are going to be joining forces on the band's upcoming tour. So it's not coming here on the East Coast, but know that it's because it's on the East Coast. But know that if the time ever comes... Maybe you'll get a little Schleibaum in your life.
Speaking of getting a little Schleibaum in your life, there's going to be a band featuring Mike Schleibaum.
Schleibaum!
Alongside Aaron Dalbeck from Bane, Brian McTernan from Battery,
yeah,
Peter Tesoris from Fairweather, and Shane Johnson from Fairweather. So get a little Schleibaum in your life might have to be the name of this podcast.
Get a little Schleibaum.
The band is called Be Well, and they're going to be playing their first show on September 17th at Milk Boy.
A little piece of this demo right here?
Let's play it. Get a little Schleibaum.
It's a very interesting combo of people. Oh, these are just samples, by the way. It's not like full songs.
I was like, that is weird.
This is bizarre.
I promise you that if I get that, I will.
Oh, by the way, you know Aaron from Bane is playing guitar in this band?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Aaron was a badass on guitar in Bane. He,
This is really cool, dude. Like, it's very,
He was in a band called Silent Drive.
Yes!
Aaron was.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like melodic, progressive pop punk, in a way. And so it kind of reminds me of that. But I don't know. Cool, man. It's cool to see. Obviously, you know, that's like members of Darkest Hour. So deviating a little bit from their...
Yeah. Oh, so, okay, so we got Code Orange back involved with the WWE Universe.
All right, this is my lane, Ian. Let me through.
I'm going to go ahead and step aside.
All right, so it was, Bray Wyatt, he's got this new character. He's called The Fiend, and he looks like a horror character.
Yeah.
So Code Orange does a cover version of the theme song Let Me In, and it's his new song. So Code Orange continuing their relationship with WWE. Let's play a little bit of this.
All right, let's hit it. Oh, wait, here we go. I'm just going to skip into the intro. It's got a stupid little intro right here. Here we go.
Yeah. You see the picture of him? The Fiend?
Dude, yes.
Looks like he's in Slipknot, huh?
Super creepy. Does he have dreadlocks?
So his character, yeah. His character is, he's like a Mr. Rogers kind of character gone crazy.
Sick.
Yeah.
Dude,
and
that
that's on
hard.
WWE every week.
That's called royalties up in your bank account, bitch. Hey, that's awesome, man. That's a great intro. I assume there's lots of pyrotechnics going on.
I'm moshing.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome, man. Congratulations to all those people involved. I like seeing the homies get a little success, you know what I mean? So.
Here we go.
This one, he's in the ring.
Yep.
Taking his belt off.
You know, Ian, we got to transition here because I do know that a band that has done quite a bit of stuff with WWE in the past, they've done CM Punk intro, they've done Randy Orton, Killswitch Engage. They've done a lot of work with WWE in the past, and they're actually, it's a really cool story in the sense that their new album has Jesse Leach, the old slash new singer, along with Howard Jones, their ex-vocalist, uniting on a song. It's a really cool story, and there's a video for it called The Signal Fire.
Honestly, and this video and this song is my favorite song that I've heard off of this new Killswitch album.
And they're like smiling on it and like having a good time. They're like, it makes me smile.
It's one of the feel good stories of this year because we talked about this on Metal Shop months ago where they didn't really know each other. You know? They'd never really met each other. They were just kind of like ships passing in the night on this huge like project. And Killswitch is arguably, you know, you saw the goddamn Killswitch album at Target. You know what I'm saying? So they're big. And so what I want to do. Let's jump into this. I'm going to jump halfway into the song real quick. And this song is hard, so let's check it out. That's Howard. That's Jesse. Dude, it's good.
Yes.
This is a really good record, man. Warms my cockles.
Whoa.
My cockles are warm.
The new album is called Atonement, and like I said, it is available at Target for $8.
Oh, wow. You need to get a sponsorship, dude.
I'll get the, you know what? I'll get the red bullseye on my nose tattooed on there.
You get it right on your forehead, like
or on my
dude
penis.
From The Watchmen.
And someone will be like, is that a herpy? I'll be like, no, it's a Target tattoo.
Yeah, they paid me 10 grand for it. Is that a herpy? It looks the ass. It's a Target.
Is that
it was,
singular
it came from your
for
mother.
Herpes? Herpy? Is that a herpy?
Is that a herpy? No,
no, it's
just
a herpy burger.
It's a perfectly symmetrical goddamn herpy.
That's why I never want to eat at herpes, because it reminds me of herpes.
Let's keep talking.
Speaking of Howard Jones.
Possible blood has been shed reunion. You know what? It's not even a possible reunion. We were talking about this.
It's like maybe.
We were talking about in the elevator because, you know, Howard Jones has
got the gotcha question.
Light the Torch is the band that he got into after Killswitch, and they've been getting more involved. Blood Has Been Shed is the band that he was in before Killswitch Engage.
Yeah, super heavy.
And
he was interviewed on Brutally Speaking podcast.
This is like one of those like stories that's like a non-story.
It is, kinda. But it, you know, it gets me excited, and I know it gets Charlie Pena
it's
excited.
It's gonna get your herpy excited.
Wow, it gets my red bullseye
it's
excited.
It's a Target tattoo. God damn it!
It's not a herpy. It's a Target.
I regret this decision.
So anyways, he said he doesn't know if the music will ever see the light of day. New blood has been shed. He said, it's been a long time since that music has really been discussed, but there have been discussions, and he's just going to leave it at that. It's one of those things where at times this thing's been dead and buried, but then little sparks will happen here and there. So who knows? Eventually, we may get on the same page. Yeah, man. I don't know.
We'll see.
They're not a band that's going to, like, command a bunch of, like, crazy money, yeah. Like Mr. Bungle or,
right.
You
if
know,
they were
Faith
like,
No More.
Yo, we're announcing a Blood Has Been Shed tour. Like, 10 people would be like, hell yeah!
But the people that would be like, hell yeah, would be crowd-killing like
and
a mofo.
Crowd-killing and not spending any money on merch. So it wouldn't
be a bunch of old dudes that are washed.
They're like, I got kids.
A bunch of washed old dudes crowd killing.
Cannabis Corpse.
My kind of crowd.
Dude, Landfill. He is a true. He's developing himself into a quiet icon in death metal
quiet.
And thrash. No, he's not quiet when you meet him in person. Dude, November 1st, just in time, this is what they said, just in time for a holiday Nug stocking stuffer.
Oh my god.
Nug So Vile is the new Cannabis yes. Corpse album, obviously a tip of the cap to Cryptopsy, None So Vile, but it's gonna be out November 1st, and dude, this looks so sweet, dude.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Cannabis Corpse, they have like a hype man, you know? Remember when we were younger and they'd always either be like the Less Than Jake hype guy
or
you know,
yeah, Vale.
Or Vale, or like King Diamond Grandma, you know, somebody would come out on stage. They have
a Nug?
The Nug Monster.
Oh my god.
That comes out.
I've never
on
seen
stage.
That.
It's so
it's
rad.
Incredible.
So that you see this cover art. Right? That's what it looks like.
Cylinders of Madness. You want to listen to a little bit
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Not Spheres of Madness, Cylinders of Madness.
Have you seen this video? Somebody literally made it in Microsoft Paint.
Pretty amazing.
So awesome. Do not smoke from the bong of good and evil. Yo. So, you need to check out the new Cannabis Corpse. So, if you like weed and you like death metal, you got a match made in hell right there.
Damn straight, bro.
Yep. Yep. What else we got?
Exhorter, man, coming back after 27 years. They have a new album called Mourn the Southern Skies. That is going to be coming out September 20th, sorry. And their tour is happening with Cataclysm, Chrysium, and Hatchet September 4th. Let's check out a little clip from Exhorter, Hollowed Sound.
All right, let me pull this up. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry.
No
here,
problem, bro.
Ready for it? Yep. Yo, this artwork looks dope. Let's see what we got here.
Penis.
You just filling in space?
Herpy.
So to speak. It's a Target tattoo. That's a thrash song. I've heard that before somewhere. This video is kind of tight, though. All right, I'm skipping halfway in. Hold on. Yep. You get the idea.
Yeah!
So, I got so, a draft song in here! Yeah!
Oh, wait. So, there's a new Exhorter album? And then Phil Anselmo's like, new material for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I can rip this off for the next 10 years.
Speaking of ripping off everything for the ever, David Ellefson's got a new album coming out.
Are you saying that he ripped
things
off?
I didn't say anything.
People ripped him off.
I said, speaking of which, and I'll say that to the judge in court. You know, the funny thing about, not funny, but that's pretty rad. So DMC, Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC,
yes,
is on the new David Ellefson song.
Really?
That's dope. So he's got this album, Sleeping Giant. So he's got Bumblefoot's going to be on this. He's got dude from Flotsam and Jetsam on here. So here's the David Ellefson tone.
Yeah, sounds like Megadeth.
Right? Right? So he's, of course, going to start it with himself. So I don't know who wrote this song. So what I'm going to do real quick is skip into the middle here where, because, yeah, that's DMC.
That's dope. Move over, Run DMC meets Anthrax.
Yeah. So, DMC, what's up? So, that's worth it.
Wait, no, sorry. It was Public Enemy and Anthrax, Run DMC and Aerosmith.
My bad. But, you know, in your defense, it's been like 30 years since of those things happened. So,
new Dragon Force coming out September 27th on Metal Blade. It's called Extreme Power Metal. That's just the description of the band, I would think. But they have a new track
called... That's the name of the new record?
Yeah, it's called Extreme Power Metal.
Why?
Because they were like, can't do it called self-titled, so...
So, but they put out, like, in their defense, the cool part of this for me is they put out, like, a Sega Genesis style, or Super Nintendo...
Side-scroller.
16-bit side-scrolling music video. How does this start here?
Dragon Force Extreme Power Metal is the ultimate video game. More accurate control, more levels of play, more graphics, more dragon, more power, more. Dragon Force Extreme Power Metal. The excitement never stops.
Hey man, the excitement never stops.
Extreme Power Metal, bro. They're like dancing at the end of this video. Sometimes
I mean, it could be worse. Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited to go see Dragon Force when they play at Corazon, so I'm down.
Dragon Force at El Corazon, huh?
Yep. So we got some news on The Ghost Inside.
Yeah, they're back.
These guys are back, man, after a van crash that could have potentially ended any band.
I think
they have persevered, dude.
Yeah, well, I think
it's insane.
One of their people did pass.
Like, yeah.
Their road guy did pass in that accident. So.
And one of their members has...
he lost his leg. He lost his leg.
So they are now... working on a new record with Will Putney, who just did the new Knock Loose record. They're working on album number 5.
Cool.
They're going to be out on Epitaph Records, and they're in the studio with Fit for an Autopsy's Will Putney's and Data Remembers Jeremy McKinnon.
Right.
And yeah, so...
Oh, so it's going to sound huge.
It's going to sound huge, man, and I'm stoked for them. They said that they will be playing more shows in 2020. So it's good for them. You know, I'm not like a humongous Ghost Inside fan, but because of their perseverance, it's made me pay a bit more attention to that band.
Right.
And to just like, you can't hate on that, man. It's just a feel good story, dude.
And just to witness their progress. Yeah.
Yeah. And to just like rise from like, they're like a phoenix rising from the ashes, man. As corny as it sounds, it's seriously
like it's kind of like an everyman story, too, like an everyman, like worst nightmare possible scenario. Because anybody who, even local bands, like, you know, even if you're not doing a full U.S. tour, you drive down to Portland every once in a while. You go over to Spokane and you make those 5-6 hour drives, and anything could happen at any point in any one of those moments. So it's good to see them come back and make moves. So speaking of dudes who have been coming back. And have, what would you say, not recreated themselves, but just didn't quit. We're talking about Jesper Stromblad. If you've ever listened to the band In Flames.
Jesper Stromblad!
He was in the Resistance for a while.
In Flizzames.
He got booted from every band he's been in.
Hey, he resigned forcefully. Okay?
But here's the good news. So Jesper's new band, Syra, with Jake from Amaranth, a couple of the dudes from Rhapsody, Camelot, Shining, they got a new band because it's called Syra. And they just got signed to Nuclear Blast Records.
So good for them.
Which means that this new record's probably going to be pretty good. So hopefully sometime before the end of the year, we'll be able to get that for you, or at least the first the single off of that. So if you're a fan of Jesper and In Flames and all that stuff, I'll be on the lookout.
So this is a very strange story. The Hasbro toy company that makes, you know, everything from Polly Pockets to freaking My Little Pony to G.I. Joe
Ninja Turtles,
and Mr. Potato Head, Twister, the Power Rangers, Monopoly, Nerf, Transformers.
They're making moves, man. They moved up in the world.
They purchased E1 Entertainment, which owns Death Row Records and so many different catalogs. So now,
and a lot of bands that we play on this radio show.
Like Hatebreed, Black High Label Society,
Fire,
High on Fire. So now you could have a Hatebreed My Little Pony mashup.
Warren G.
Yes. So there's stuff by Wu-Tang Clan, DJ Khaled, Fat Joe, Juvenile, Warren G. That's insane.
Yeah. So
Crowbar,
are you serious?
Crowbar, G.I. Right. Joe. We need to get a
sure
Kirk,
Motorhead's on there. I think
a Kirk Weinstein G.I. Joe figure. Yeah.
Let's get that. Let's get that mixed up. Who's got that?
All right.
Who's got the hookup?
Tweet him.
Let's see here. What else is coming up here? Oh, so Death Clock. You know, Death Clock has been making a couple of moves we talked about.
There's stirs in the crypts.
The stirs. So what? Death Clock was going to play their first show, and I haven't even read through this article, so help me help you. But they were going to play one of their first shows in like 4 or 5 years after like the Death Clock, you know, Metalocalypse beef with Adult Swim. Because allegedly, and we'd been honestly bitching and kind of whining about this for years, that Adult Swim wouldn't allow Brendan to be released, so they just kind of like canned the entire show. So that's why he started Galacticon. You know, put out those couple of albums with that instead of, you know, through the Death Clock name. And so, you know, there have been some moves. So, Kevin, help me out, man.
I'm reading along, dude. They got a band. Gene Hoagland was interviewed on the Ever Black podcast, and he said that they have a show booked up in November in Los Angeles, and it's a comedy festival or music festival. And he said he knows Brennan's a busy guy on his own. He would love to continue on with Death Clock, but he doesn't have time for it. Everybody loves Death Clock. We love Death Clock. I know Brennan loves Death Clock. Death Clock.
Well, so basically we're reporting on a non-news story with hopes that hopefully this will turn into something more, because they do have that show booked in November. And he said, as Kevin was mentioning, Gene, continue on. You never know about the future. I wish I knew more about it, but I have a real positive feeling about some things, and that's the most I can say about it, which is usually like the fact that like that's the most I can say right now. Means that there's something else that they're working on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hopefully.
So,
who knows?
There's a new band of Japanese schoolgirls with meets a Cybertronic like guitarist. And no, it is not Baby Metal. It is Iron Bunny. So they are now the second of this kind of genre. And I don't know, man. It says it right here in the article. If I were a member of Baby Metal, I'm not sure if I'd be flattered or insulted. So, I don't know, man. It's their rival.
If I were a band of any metal genre, would I be flattered or insulted?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Iron Bunny.
It's a gimmick, dude. I don't know.
Well, you know. Whatever.
You want to...
Baby Metal Iron Bunny.
You want to play this?
The ultimate. Yeah, let's play it. I want to hear some Iron Bunny.
The guitar player is a robot. Look, so you've been to Japan.
Yeah, Daddy likes.
You realize like how huge like heavy music is, you know, a big part of the world there, and
so are robots.
Yeah. And so my girlfriend lately has gotten into super into anime.
She's a weeb.
She's Persian, so she's kinda
a weeaboo.
I guess relates to that, but she's dove head first into it. So I've like been checking out a few. Like almost all of the like anime like intros are like super epic,
yeah,
heavy,
yeah,
like guitar driven. Like I get it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It makes sense. It totally makes
New
sense.
New Japan Pro Wrestling uses Nightwish as their intro song.
Right.
So it's similar. It's like anthemic, operatic metal. So it's kind of like you remember the. Castlevania had that kind of music.
I mean, we could even talk about the intro to the X-Men, you know, yeah. or even Pokemon, you know what I mean?
It was shredding stuff, yeah, so.
It's hard, so. It makes all the sense in the world. You're going to get this Marilyn Manson Funko Pop.
See, that's the thing is I'm kind of a hoarder when it comes to... I wouldn't say I'm a hoarder. I'm a collector.
Oh.
So I
so once you reach a certain age,
I'm an archivist.
You become a collector.
I'm an archivist, Ian.
Yeah,
so
all right.
I collect Funko Pops, and I might have to get this Marilyn Manson. It's really spooky. Like, if I was a little kid, it's him and his straight-up Antichrist superstar. He's got, like, the halter.
It's super creepy.
He's got the stockings. Like, this is him on the Antichrist Superstar Tour with the helmet. Like, it's scary. And if I was a little kid and I saw this, I'd be like, Mommy, what's going on? But I'm gonna buy it.
How many Funko Pops do you think you have?
Well, I probably have 50 WWE ones.
No, okay.
And then right. Other than that, probably about 20 or so.
Because the only other person I could think that would be able to compete with you is Pete.
He's got a massive collection.
Well, he's got a shop. He's the tattoo shop.
Yeah.
So it's not like in his house. So it's at the shop. So he's got a huge wall.
Tattoo artists have like such a reason to be like collectors because they just have all these. They have to like collect art. And so they just have their walls full of cool stuff.
And not only that, but like. People will bring them to them.
Exactly.
You know, they'll just be like, yo, hey, here's part of your tip. Yeah, I bought him a Kelly Kapowski.
Funko Pop?
Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
Nice.
Yo, because he's like super obsessed with Kelly Kapowski.
Boner City.
He just finished his new battle vest.
And
on the back is Kelly Kapowski, like full Kelly Kapowski.
Wow.
It's pretty tight, man.
All right, dude, I got to go through this list. We kind of teased it, and I'm going to go down the top 10. The Kerrang! Magazine and Kerrang!.com, they feature the 50 best American hardcore bands right now, and we're going to go through the top 10, okay?
Yep.
So Year of the Knife is number 10. We played them last week on Metal Shop. Candy is number 9. They're coming through town with Knock Loose.
Yep.
Number 8 is Gouge Away. Number 7 is End. Number 6 is Angel Dust.
Okay.
You know, honestly, their new record, their new record sounds like the Lemonheads. It is like it is like power pop.
Yeah.
They started as a hardcore-ish punk band.
I mean,
but they are power pop now. So I don't know, man.
There's a huge difference between Angel Dust and TUI.
It's like grunge light.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Code Orange. Number 4 is Jesus Peace.
Wow.
Very heavy.
All right.
Number 3 is Vain. Number 2 is Turnstile, and number 1 is Knock Loose.
All 10 of those bands we've played, I think,
we never played Angel Dust.
I was going to say.
Well, they would not fit
That's
well.
That's kind of a stretch.
It's like Evan Dando does not fit well on Metal Shop, so.
But hey,
it's like Gin Blossoms,
we got
dude.
A little bit of cred.
It's closer still. To Gin Blossoms than it is to metal
dude,
or
I
hardcore.
Was listening to Punk Ghost Pop. Listening to Hit the Lights cover. That's what I listen to.
Yeah.
I listen to like Ride the Lightning, Dio, and Hit the Lights covering Gin Blossoms in my free time.
Gin Blossoms. Just, I think they're coming to town. Or they just
are.
Came to town.
Did they already play? Are they playing tonight? Dude, are they playing tonight?
You're going.
I'm serious. I'm on the look right now. Because they're playing right. I think they were playing at the Croc or something.
No, Neptune, bro.
Oh, that's all right. That's that
found
means,
out
that means
about
it's pricey.
You. I found out about you.
No, dude, that's
and your herpy.
It's a f***ing Target tattoo, man.
Right on the head of my penis. It's awkward.
It's 3D.
Why is it?
Don't worry about it.
Why is it quivering?
Because I get a 10% discount.
from your herpes.
It's coming up like in a couple of days.
Yeah, dude, you heard about all the metal shows coming to town? Now we got Gin Blossoms. Our Spin Doctors coming back?
I'm seriously.
How about Counting Crows?
Two Princes? You know who is into
WhitePeopleDancing.com.
I remember when I was listening to the BJ Shea Morning Experience.
Yeah.
And when I was like just fresh out of high school, and I remember Steve Miggs talking about the best snare sound ever.
Oh, yeah.
Two Princes. You know, the beginning of
that? Yeah, it does.
You know, I'm pulling that up. I'm pulling it up right now.
Princes. Prince Gilbert, baby. Now go ahead now.
You know what I'm talking about. Seriously, this snare intro. Tell me that this isn't the best.
We got to sample this for a death metal song.
All right. Hit me.
Replay that.
All right, let's go again. That beginning snare. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funky.
Yeah.
I can picture myself drinking a mojito on a boat.
I've heard some grindcore bands that have some snares that sound like that.
Yeah,
all right. Anyway. All right, well, as we mentioned, it's time to calm things down a little bit and enter Metal Shop's Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge, where we really explain to you what the hell are they really saying. Tonight, Kevin is taking us out to the salty, briny ocean from 2017. Here's a band we never really used for this segment called Ailstorm.
Ooh.
Here is a passage of With an Anchor. Kevin, take it away. Brutal Poetry. Too Hot for Radio.
You. You're a f***ing wanker. We're gonna punch you right in the balls. You with a f***ing anchor. You're all f***ed, so f*** you all. You. You f***ing wanker. We're gonna punch you right in the balls. F*** you with a f***ing anchor. You're all so go f*** all you. For 30-odd years, I have lived with this curse. My vocabulary was stunted at birth by a witch doctor from over the seas. Casting his strange voodoo magic on me. I'm sneezing. Now when I speak, it's rather absurd. An endless tirade of four-letter words. I lash out in anger at all in my way, shocking unspeakable things that I say. You! You're a f***ing wanker! We're gonna punch you right in the balls! F*** you! With a f***ing anchor! You're all f***ed, so f*** you all! F*** you! Long, I have waited to have my revenge, to bring the witch doctor to his bitter end. So I have gathered a ship and a crew. We're sailing to find him. We know what to do. On a dark, moonless night, when he least suspects, we'll creep up behind him, so hard to detect. We'll bring out our anchor by the light of the stars and shove it inside of his big f***ing arse. You! You're a f***ing wanker! We're gonna punch you right in the balls! You, with the f***ing anchor, you're all f***ed, so f*** you all.
Wow. You know what? What did I say? That curse like a sailor, man.
That was pretty heinous, too.
Hey, we appreciate you guys for no reason at all. Thanks for joining us.
This episode is officially called Get Slime Bombed.
Get Slime Bombed. Yeah, we'll see you guys again next week. Maybe Ryan will be around. Maybe none of us will even be alive. Maybe a comet will hit the planet.
You're a f***ing wanker!
Yo, it's been real. Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Peace!
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.